Tantor Audio presents Vixen in Velvet by Loretta Chase, narrated by Kate Redding. Chapter 1. British Institution, Ancient Masters. This annual exhibition is the best set-off to the illiberality with which our grand seigneurs shut up their pictures from the public, making, in fact, close boroughs of their collections. The Athenaeum, 30 May, 1835. British Institution, Pall Mall, London. Wednesday, 8 July. He lay naked, but for a cloth draped over his manly parts. Head fallen back, eyes closed, mouth partly open, he slept too deeply to notice the imps playing with his armour and weapons, or the one blowing through a shell into his ear. The woman reclined nearby, her elbow resting on a red cushion. Unlike him, she was fully dressed, in gold-trimmed linen, and fully awake. She watched him with an unreadable expression. Did her lips hint at a smile or a frown, or was her mind elsewhere entirely? Léonie Noirot's mind offered 16 different answers, none satisfactory. What wasn't in doubt was what this pair had been doing before the male, the Roman god Mars, according to the exhibition catalogue, fell asleep. If anything,